In the year 2023, the Prison Policy Initiative reported that there are almost 2 million incarcerated people in the United States. A study shows that of these 2 million, 44% of inmates in locally run jails have been diagnosed with a mental disorder. Many individuals are victims of our dysfunctional system. Psychiatric hospitals face closures or bed shortages due to budget cuts and changing healthcare policies. The lack of resources for people with mental illness has led to many being turned away and incarcerated instead. I sat down with a correction officer who asked to be referred to as Officer S. Officer S works at County Jail in New York, and we spoke about what the realities are for these inmates and what help is put in place for them in jail. Well, first things first, thank you so much for agreeing to meet with me. So, how long have you been in the field of corrections, and how long have you been working at County Jail?
I've been in the field of corrections for 18 years. I started with New York City Corrections. I did 5 years there, and then I transferred to County, and I've been there for 13 years.
And what kind of training have you received to deal with inmates who suffer from mental health issues?
Yearly, we are mandated to attend classes that are held by top psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, and they discuss the signs, what to look for when a mental health inmate comes in. And sadly, half the time, we just don't know when these inmates come in if they are indeed suffering from mental health issues. When they first come in the intake process, they are referred to the top psychiatrist, a psychologist for the day, and this process entails an extensive amount of questioning, and from those answers, that's where it's determined if indeed there's a history of mental health issues, and depending on what that outcome is from that interview, that is when the inmate is placed on a mental health unit. And that unit differs from the rest of the units in the facility. It's basically, it's like set up like a, believe it or not, like it's like a mini hospital setting. So it's 24-hour nursing staff, 24-hour mental health staff on site in the event of any crisis.
Between the years 1955 and 2016, there was a 96% drop in state hospital psychiatric beds. 96%. Fewer beds and services leads to an increase in homelessness. A 2022 study shows that in 2017 and 2018, the Coalition for the Homeless found that 2/3 of homeless people in New York City were assessed to have mental health needs. According to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, data from January of 2020 shows that about 17% of all homeless New Yorkers have a severe mental illness, which is up 4% from 2015. I asked Officer S about this. Have you seen an increase in the amount of inmates coming in with mental illness problems in more recent years or since the height of the pandemic?
The increase, absolutely, way before the pandemic. In the last 10 years, there's been an increase of mental health inmates. I remember in my training many, many years ago when I first started County, we were told that numerous mental health hospitals were closing. And because of that, we were going to see an influx of inmates. And I remember this, it's about 13, 14 years ago. And now I totally see what they meant when they said that. It's just sad. It's no longer a correction. It feels like when you go to work every day, you're just going to a mental health institution. I would say more than half of our population is dealing with some type of mental health issue.
And as an officer yourself, does that take a toll on you mentally?
Absolutely, because they're very unpredictable. They're very violent. Clearly, when they don't take their meds, that's when you see the increase of like violence in their behavior. And so, yes, you come to work and you just don't know when this inmate is going to attack you.
What do you personally think could be made better to address the needs of these inmates within the system?
Reopen their mental health facilities. They're locked in a cell, sometimes for 23 hours. A correction facility, the way it's set up, is not conducive for an individual that's dealing with any mental health issues.
There was a recent study from the Prison Policy Initiative that shows that there are lasting negative effects to the mental health of inmates once they are released. So, how does the system address issues of inmates suffering from mental health once they leave? Is there any support when they return to the community?
Well, once it's been established that an inmate is suffering from mental health issues, when they are released, we call it out in the real world, when they are released out to the community, the psychiatrists, social workers refers them to a like facilities that are in their neighborhoods, and there they are, I guess, followed. They have to keep up with the appointments, and so there's like communication with the mental health staffing, with the community staffing.
So lastly, do you see a lot of these former inmates return?
Oh my God, do I? Absolutely. And not only do they come back, but then they come back 10 times worse. So the sad part, forget just the mental health component of it. So you also have to add the drug component, fentanyl, Suboxone, K2. They come back worse than how.
How they left.
Right.
For those of you listening now, there are several charities and foundations that provide funding for mental health hospitals and related initiatives that you can research and support. In the meantime, we sit back and wait, pleading for our government and officials to do anything to help the underprivileged. For the Hub News, I'm Nafisa Kamesh.